Chris and Kira.
I'd rather put my nipples in a pencil shop.
Sunday to Thursday from 10
on 2FM.
Enough of this, Kira. There's important things going on, all right? I mean, usually it's RTÉ Radio 1 that have all the big, you know, political leaders and this and that, and they have the Taoiseach in and they have world leaders.
The minister for this and the minister for that.
Kira, we have a minister of finance on the phone. Not Ireland's minister of finance, but a minister of finance. Zach Ferrigno, hi, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Good, man, thanks. Well, look, firstly, Zach, thank you for coming on. I believe you're the first minister of finance we've ever had on the show, so a big welcome to you. This is very serious by our standards.
This is a big deal for us.
This is a big deal for us. But, Zach, you are the minister of finance of the Kingdom of... Now, let me make sure I'm pronouncing this correctly. Enclave?
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Enclave is the smallest country in Europe, apparently. It is 100 square feet... And it's basically in a kind of a no man's land. Am I right in saying this? This is one of the smallest countries in the world.
It is, yeah, at the moment. It is one of the smallest countries in the world, sort of in between Croatia and Slovenia.
Okay, so it's in the countries located in between Slovenia and Croatia. And you guys, have you guys become an independent nation or what's happening here?
Well, the area that it's actually in is... It's sort of in an undisputed area of land that you know, none of the countries have actually claimed. So somebody claimed it and, you know, decided to set up a completely independent country there.
So just to make sure I get this, I'm just going to imagine that there's like a bit on the edge of Slovenia and there's another bit on the edge of Croatia and it kind of borders the two of them and neither of them are bothered doing anything with it. So you guys have said, Asher, geez, we could make it a country if we gave it a go. Is that what's happened?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow, that's actually really cool. So, what is your country's status at the moment, Zach?
That's an interesting one. A lot of countries like this, sort of, you know, micronations, have difficulty, you know, sort of being recognised by the international community. So at the moment, you know, we're self-declared, you know, an independent country. We've got our own government. We're moving on with a few things at the moment. So at the moment, our status is... We're our own country, but we're not recognised by the rest of the international community.
Not yet.
Not yet, no.
Now, is there a process? Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, so you're not recognised by any of the world's governments?
No. Okay. No, not technically.
Well, look, not yet, Zach. I mean, I don't think we should say not. I mean, you know, not for now, anyway. Like, I mean, this. I think this is a cool idea. But here's what I think is interesting, right? You, as the Minister of Finance, actually, Zach, I think you're the person most qualified to answer this question. I've got a very deep now financial question here. I've read here that the idea of you guys and your micronation is that it's going to be a tax-free community of people who are going to be able to choose from languages and all this kind of stuff, and where everyone is going to be equal under, you know, citizens of the world kind of thing, which I think is a fantastic idea. But, Zach, if there's no tax whatsoever, I mean, how are you guys going to keep the party going? I mean, where are we going to get the funds from?
That's a really good point. At the moment, our official currency is a cryptocurrency. I'm not sure if you've heard of that
Bitcoin
before.
Kind of thing.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Not as expensive as Bitcoin. From its popularity, its popularity has become incredibly expensive.
Sure.
We're using an offshoot called Dogecoin. It's called.
Oh yes, which... I'm familiar with Dogecoin. Right. Yes.
Oh yeah.
And the logo is that Shibia dog, isn't it? Yeah.
It is.
All right. Great.
It
fantastic.
Is.
I believe I own some Dogecoin, actually. Believe it or not, so I might be able to purchase some property. Yes, Kira, I might be able to purchase some property in Enclave. I don't know yet. I'm going to consider it. So you guys are using a cryptocurrency, which is fascinating in its own way, as a direction the world is going in.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's interesting to try and get your head around the fact that it's a completely non-physical thing, but it entirely, you know, it has real world value.
You can purchase things with these cryptocurrencies. Absolutely. They're hugely valuable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at the moment, the amount of things, you know, sort of online web stores that you can use Bitcoin and Dogecoin and all sorts of cryptocurrencies to buy things, you know, is growing so much these days.
People have made and lost an awful lot of money with Bitcoin. We talk about Lily Allen on the show all the time, how she turned down, wasn't it, sales in Bitcoin, Chris?
Yeah, are you familiar with that, Zach? That Lily Allen years ago, like, I mean, years and years ago, was offered Bitcoin as a concert payment. A bunch of guys online got together and said, we could get Lily Allen to do a concert for us. We'll offer her Bitcoin. I believe the Bitcoin today would be worth something like 73 million.
Yeah, as in the Bitcoin. Right,
yeah,
now.
Absolutely. You're making fun of those nerds with their Bitcoin. Will look,
Zach. I have to ask: how does one become Minister of Finance for the Kingdom of Enclava?
Well, one day I was on the internet on Reddit, and I saw a post about it, about, you know, somebody had created this small nation and they were looking for members of the government. So I contacted the person, and I was asked to submit, you know, sort of an application for the voting process to happen. I put in that I've got a bit of experience with cryptocurrencies and things like that. I threw a picture of myself in there, and before I knew it, I had an email pop up asking if I wanted to be the Minister of Finance.
Wow. Geez, that was lucky. That was a stroke of luck for you. Jesus. Hey, here's what's interesting, though, as well, because I meant to ask this, Zach. This is genuinely cool, and this is 100 square meters of land, and it's obviously, I'd imagine, as you say, it's undisputed land, as in basically kind of no man's land. Have you ever actually been to it? I'd imagine it's quite remote and or difficult to get to, is it?
It is, yeah. I've personally not yet visited. But there are plans at some point to, you know, to have a little trip to the country to see what we're dealing with, to meet the local people around there.
Zach,
not start a war.
What if you go there and you're like, this is a bit crap. I don't want to be the Minister of Finance for this.
I think the point of this sort of micronation, this small country, it's not necessarily the land, the physical land you have. I think it's more the idea behind it. Like you said, it's such a small piece of land that you will never be able to build anything substantial there, obviously, but I think it's more the idea behind it.
Well, look at the Vatican City.
Yeah, hey, look, Zach, don't be knocking it. I mean, look at Vatican City, look what they're worth. Mm-hmm. They did something right. But Zach, I mean, is there anything currently there? Is there any physical structure at all there?
I don't believe so, no. I think at the moment it's just a small patch of grass and a bit of land at the moment.
But look, everything starts out something like that.
Exactly.
But I need to ask, Zach, what is the, I guess you could say, governmental structure of Enclava? Is it a dictatorship? Is it a democracy? Like, who is above you? Is there a president, a prime minister, a dictator? How does it work? A great leader?
We have a prime minister. She is an 18-year-old student called Anne. She's a lovely person, and we're definitely a democracy. We're
good.
Completely
okay.
Democratic.
So Anne, I mean, who could go? I guess how would I put it? To whom would I submit a citizenship application? Do you guys have a Department of Foreign Affairs, or what would go on there?
We do. We have a Minister for Foreign Affairs who is a Chinese student again, who he's currently dealing with sort of the process to gain citizenship and everything that goes along with that.
Oh, do you guys have a website now? Could I somehow put in an application, or what would we be dealing with
Chris
here?
Chris sounds like he's invested
in I'm thinking of it. I mean, I'm thinking of putting in a few euro or Dogecoin, as
Dogecoin.
It would be the cryptocurrency. I mean, I could do it if it meant citizenship, you know. Do you guys offer that kind of corrupt system where I could buy citizenship, or would it have to be earned?
We're dealing with things with the website at the moment, because obviously there isn't a physical place you can go to speak to somebody on the website. Very shortly we are going to have a form ready so that you can apply for citizenship, and the way that I'm hoping to do it is a small donation in Dogecoin to the country that obviously helps keep things running, helps keep things the way that they are and the way that we want them to be, and in return you get citizenship to the Kingdom of Enclava, and you're a citizen of the world.
Okay, I would just like to give you a little bit of a heads up before you give Chris Green.
Here, don't jeopardize my application.
Maybe you could come to me as a reference.
No,
Zach.
Kira, stop this. Kira is trying to sabotage my citizenship application. I think that is disgraceful. But look, Zach, I love stuff like this, and I really do. I mean, and I think I know I did, and I don't know if I'm in a minority here, but especially when I was a kid, I used to always think I'd love to make my house like its own country, or I'd love to make like the land on which my house is its own country. You know what I mean? We all think that kind of stuff.
No,
it'd be fun.
No, Chris, I just kind of think in a past life that you were definitely some sort of dictator.
Oh, you know it.
Or
Pharaoh
King.
Oh, you know it.
No, seriously.
You know it.
I truly believe that, because there's been a theme running across this show for the past couple of years that we've been doing it, and it always comes back to basically owning your own city or owning your own country.
Or people. Or owning my own.
Chris finds these articles and Chris finds these countries and these micronations, and I'm telling you,
I love it.
He's got a big plan.
I really do.
This is part of the big plan.
Well, look, Zach, I would not overthrow or in any way do anything aggressive to the Kingdom of Enclave. I consider it a nice country. I think that we would have a peaceful relationship. But you know what, Zach? I do find this stuff on a bigger level, as you say, fascinating. The way you guys are using cryptocurrencies, the way you guys are doing all that, it really is a direction in which the world is going. I mean, there's so little need for physical locations, for physical anything anymore, really. I mean, when you can have cryptocurrencies, when you can have all of that, it's a new world we're living in. So I actually think things like the Kingdom of Enclave are really cool symbols of that, if you will, and how you guys can like source people from different parts of the world. Zach, you're an English guy, are you?
I am, yes, yeah.
All right, I was wondering. So you're based in the UK?
Yes.
All right, cool. Very good. No, it just sounds like you guys are, you know, spread all over the place. And the, did I see it was a Polish guy that set this up?
Yeah, it was actually.
Very good, very good. Well, look, Zach, thank you so much for coming on, dude.
Thanks very much for having me.
Cheers, Zach.
And you are very welcome. If you'd like to become a citizen, and you two are okay, no matter how much you protest about these kind of things.
Well, look, man, I appreciate that cue. Look, I'm telling you,
thank you.
We could get in on the ground floor here.
If Ireland ever doesn't want us, we will be straight over to Enclave.
Yeah, if some weird citizenship thing happens in Ireland where we all, you know, lose our citizenship or something, that's where we're going.
They find out what Chris got up to in Thailand.
Yeah, I told you you're not allowed to mention that.
Sorry.
But anyway.
This is fascinating.
It is cool.
Barred the Vatican City, I've never heard of these kind of micronations or small, tiny, tiny countries. Obviously, the Vatican City isn't a micronation.
It is, I think.
It's
its own country, as far as I'm aware. Like, it's legally a country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there's a little bit of a difference between, let's say, the Vatican City, Chris, and the Kingdom of Enclave that we were just talking about there.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's this really interesting one.
Yeah.
A micronation was set up called Sealand.
Was it?
Yeah, pretty original. The guy's name was Paddy Roy Bates, right?
Okay.
He's the self-appointed Prince of Sealand. And it was set up in a disused Second World War platform in international waters about 7 miles out to sea. And this fort, right, it makes money by hosting internet servers and by selling aristocratic titles. And Sealand even has its own flag.
I love these places where, like, you can buy the king of town for like €50 on the internet, and you're like, oh no, I'm the king of a province in Sealand, I'll have you know. And there's loads of these places. Another one, apparently, which is a micronation, is Whanganomana.
Catchy title.
The Republic of Whanganomana, or whatever, I don't know. It was formed in 1989, apparently. And it's 45 minutes west of Stratford. Apparently, they hold their own presidential elections. The town offers passports.
Wow, Lonely Planet described it as a key highlight on the Forgotten World Highway. And it only has 30 residents.
I would like to make my own country.
Liberland is another one. And that's on the other side of Croatia. It's the new sovereign nation of Liberland. And it was only created last month. So these micronations are popping up all over the place. Chris, you know what me and you need to do?
A micronation.
No, we need to go down to Connemara. We need to find, you know, there's a lot of land down there, Chris, that people don't use.
There is a lot of total barren nothing that we could just move into.
There's bogs, there's fields. We could create our own micronation in Connemara.
I would love it.
And then we become the king and queen of Connemara.
Oh my God, I'd love that. That would be incredible.
How do I feel if it ended in tears, though?
It wouldn't. As long as we kept all of our citizens under a fierce regime, it won't end badly. I'm telling you, that's how you keep a country going.
True.
You just really suppress all of your citizens and you do fine. That's how it works. But also, we would do it better than Cork.
You'd be like the Kim Jong-un of Connemara.
Oh, definitely. I'd be killing you with a nuclear whatever missile.
I'd be appearing in the media smiling beside me. But if you looked into my eyes, you can see the fear.
And you'd have one of those, you know, those old like Jackie Onassis hairdos? Where like she has the big thing and everything, and I'd have this really weird grin on my face, and I'd tell you, it would be the most amazing country ever. I would love it. Chris and Kira. 2FM.